This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Blind farmer Mike Duxbury built an inclusive farm in Bedfordshire in 2021, which blind and partially sighted people, wheelchair users and people with other disabilities and differences can navigate to gain skills in agriculture. Now he's moved up to Aberdeenshire in Scotland and has a farm specifically tailored to help young people with disabilities get into farming. He's here today to tell us about some of his progress and his upcoming projects. Hi Mike.
Thank you for having me on.
So you spoke to us last in April 2025 and you've had huge interest from people wanting to come and gain some skills and experience in the farm. How is the Aberdeenshire farm going and what are some of the changes you've made this second time around?
Yeah, well, we've been here now 18 months. The farm is much bigger footprint. We now have 22 acres of beautiful Scottish countryside to play with, and the freedom to basically do what we want. And I guess what I wanted to do down south but never had the opportunity was to develop a much wider reaching concept. So yes, the outdoor stuff is great, but it has its limitations, especially when the weather hampers us. And I wanted to do more around the different variations within the rural crafts, rural community stuff. So what we've done this time, I've designed and had built a purpose-built building, and the building is quite vast and will encompass a livestock centre all undercover. So there will be cattle, sheep, pigs, small animals, etc. But there's also a big skill centre, and that's where it really changes. So the skill centre will allow us to bring in visiting specialists so they can teach things like butchering, things around food standards, saddlery, candle making, all these rural crafts that most people don't think about and never get an opportunity to try. And this is part of what the life is like living in the countryside. And I wanted people to see the vast array of different opportunities, because unless you try, you'll never know what floats your boat, if you like. So we're 80% there, probably 85%. The building's up and the inside is 60% finished, but we still have more to do, putting carpeting down. And you know what it's like for visually impaired people? We also need to think about acoustics. For people who are partially sighted, look at lighting. And all these things I want to get absolutely right and learn by the little farm down in Bedfordshire.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like a really exciting opportunity to let people specialise when you sort of have an opportunity for them to build this baseline of skills. They can then explore many different, more niche activities and see what they might want to take up for longer as well.
Yeah, absolutely right. And as we know, the government still wants to slash another £2 billion off the Department of Work and Pensions and some of their facilities. And it'll be people like myself and other people who will get hit hardest. And so, you know, if we want people off benefits and into employment, then we have to find ways of making that happen. And facilities like this will do exactly that.
And you were also planning to set up a variety of different information points, sort of giving vocal feedback and clear visual information as well for deaf people. And you talked about using digital tools that kind of integrate technology like NaviLens or sort of AirTag technology. How is that going? Have you discovered anything that works really well so far?
What we're having, we're going to have, so all around outside the farm, we will have bespoke tactile fences. We'll have vocalized and visual signage so that when you approach a gate, it will tell you in verbalized way where you're at, what's in that field. And there'll be the same in visual as well. We're going to use technology, things like people who carry smartphones and whatever. There'll be waypoints that we can give you information. And we'll work with, as you said, things like AI to ensure that people not only can navigate, but get the information both that's available and that they request themselves in order to fulfill what it is they're trying to achieve out of the site.
Yeah, and it's really exciting to bring some of these traditional activities and crafts together and embrace new technology that helps make things more inclusive.
Absolutely, and it is very much so. And, you know, for the assistive technology and market, the way that's developing as rapid as it is, we really want to encourage the development of new ideas, new projects, new things in order to give people a better chance of having a better future.
You're not only kind of working with individual young people to give them skills, but you're also working on building relationships in the industry and highlighting that disabled people can be a real asset to different sectors and companies. Do you think attitudes are changing thanks to some of the work you've been doing?
Very much so. We are going to be working with people like the RNIB. There's discussion, and that's going to be exciting. And obviously, we can update you later on down the line how that develops. But that aim of that is really around getting people into meaningful employment and working with industry and other people to give opportunity. We work very closely with companies like Frontier Agriculture, who are a very big organisation in the UK, and their managing director, Diana Overton, and I are working very closely together to develop better understanding for them, who are leaders in the industry, to encourage other, if you like, future employers and colleges and education system to embrace the needs and the opportunities that disabled people can bring.
Going back to why you began Inclusive Farm, it was out of your own frustration of being qualified and motivated, but not being seen as a suitable employee and being discriminated against. For other people, maybe in the same industry as you or in a different industry, having that same feeling and want to do something to change their industry and make things more inclusive, what is one key piece of advice you'd give from your experience?
The key thing that I've learned through all this is a lot of people, as you're probably aware, are talking about diversity, talking about inclusion, talking about accessibility. The big difference is actually doing something about it. And that's why we have done this. Is yes, we will probably make mistakes down the line, and people will probably ensure that we know that. But you know something, we can all sit back and talk about it, but people like myself and others, the more of us who do it, the more of us who talk together, collaborate together, the better we can get the message out there. And that message is very simple. And that is, disabled people are just as valuable, just as important, and just as capable of anybody else. So we have a lot to offer, and we can make the world a better place for so many people.
And do people talk about the mental health benefits of being out in the countryside when they're with you as well?
I think people do. I think the one area that I think more and more people are starting to realise, especially with when we're all in lockdown, and that is, you know, there's a vast open space out there where there's attractions to hear different birds, different wildlife, different smells, all the trees, different senses that you can use, where perhaps in a city or in a town, they're somewhat limited because of noise, etc. So what I would say to anybody, get out there into the countryside, embrace it, enjoy it, because it will bring you a lot of enjoyment. And it's given me a very, very fulfilled life in an industry which I absolutely adore.
Absolutely. And if people want to stay updated with your farms in Aberdeenshire and Bedfordshire, or get in touch with you, where is the best place for them to do that?
The best way of getting in touch with us, I would suggest, is probably by email, and that is info@inclusivefarm.co.uk. If there's anybody out there interested in livestock, in agriculture, or just in changing their own lives, get in touch. Let's see what we can do to help. It might not be in agriculture, but we're encouraging every industry to take disabled people seriously.
Well, thank you so much, Mike Duxbury, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.